Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in this neck of the woods, swing by the White Sands Hotel, pop in for a bite to eat. In fact, before we started recording today's podcast, I had a beautiful ham and cheese toastie from the Oasis Bar just below our studio here, and it was fantastic. So pop in. They do carvery on a Sunday, by the way, and have live music at the weekends as well. The Oasis Bar here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? You will all be aware of the tragic, tragic story of a young woman killed by her own dogs in Limerick. She apparently treated the animals like her own babies, relatives have said. The victim, who has been named as Nicole O'Donnell Maury, a 23-year-old from Limerick City, who was living on the outskirts of the village of Fenimore, died at the scene of the vicious animal attack. And basically, this young woman was out celebrating her birthday, arrived home, opened the door, and was set upon by their dogs.
Yeah.
One of which was, although it hasn't been officially confirmed, but is believed to have been an XL bully dog, which is this breed that they've already banned in the UK, which means it's now illegal to breed those dogs in Britain. It's illegal to import them. It's illegal to own one. So they've basically done away with them.
It's a and from what I believe, and we don't want to get into it too much, but out of respect for the loss of life, but from what I believe, the injuries sustained were absolutely horrific. Obviously, it was captured on camera, wasn't it, the attack? And if you've ever seen, you just have to YouTube any videos to look at XL bully attacks. And my God, it's horrific the way these dogs behave. Now, I want to get this off my chest straight away and get this, because I'm sick of seeing these comments over the last 24 hours. And in fact, one of our callers is going to say this as well. And I hate this as an argument. I hate this as an argument when people say there's no such thing as a dangerous dog, it's a bad owner. That is, first of all, it's offensive to that poor woman who lost her life. And second of all, it is absolute bullshit. In some cases, it can be, but it's absolute bullshit. Because these dogs, how many attacks have to happen before? I mean, last year, one of those breeds of dogs had to be shot in the UK because it went after three men in another horrific attack, and it was an XL bully. So my question is, first of all, and I wonder if anybody can answer this question, and so you'd be surprised by the amount of people that didn't know, because people were messaging us when we said we were talking, oh, why are you talking about this? Oh, why are you bringing this up again? Now is the exact time that this should be talked about. There is a woman who's after being horrifically killed by this breed of dog. Now is the time to talk about this, and now is the time for action on this. Not a month's time when it's all forgotten about. Now, I want to ask a question, and I hope I get an answer to this before the end of the podcast. Why in God's name would anybody want to own that breed of dog?
Sadly, you have to ask the family of this poor woman. They own the dog.
No, I do get that. I'm not victim blaming in any way, but I'm asking, generally speaking, why would anybody want to own that breed of dog? Would you want that breed of dog?
No, certainly not.
Even
no.
When I see them walking down the road, I'm terrified of them. I'm absolutely terrified of them. They are just, and it's nothing to do with the owner. It's nothing to do with the owner. They just have it in them. They have it built into them that they can turn at any time. And don't
Do you think that this breed of dog should be banned?
Oh, absolutely. Round every single one of this breed up tomorrow. Not next week, not next month. Round them all up now. Get the dog wardens out with the vans. By the way, you're not allowed to own one of these dogs if you live in rented accommodation. If you live in a council property, you can't have one of these dogs.
No, I know that, yeah.
Round every single one of them up and destroy those dogs before this happens again.
So what, do you want a mass extermination of dogs just because one of them attacked and killed?
It's one too many. No, this hasn't been just a random incident.
No, there have been incidents.
Sorry, hang on.
Perfectly healthy and happy dogs, you want them all rounded up, forcibly taken from their owners and executed.
100%, thank you.
That's what you want to see happening.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to see happen? You want to see nothing happen. And you want, and I'm, all these people that have
No,
been,
no, I don't necessarily, hang on for a second. I don't necessarily disagree with the idea of having a ban on them to stop them being bred from here on. But the ones that are still alive and well.
No, get rid of them. Get rid of them now.
Execute them.
Execute them. There's no point in going online and wishing your condolences to that poor family and saying thoughts and prayers and all that. Thoughts and prayers, bollocks. Pardon my French.
Okay, but sorry, this lady, Nicole,
yeah,
God love her, she unfortunately died at the hands of her dogs, but she treated the dogs like her own babies, and you would have had that dog taken from her.
They're not babies, that is the thing. They're not. A baby can't kill you, okay? My babies at home do not have the ability or the strength to kill you. These dogs do, and they need to be gotten rid of. I mean, there's one straight away. Send the dogs off to Korea.
What, for dinner?
If that's the case, they should not be allowed into this country.
No, that's different from what you said. You want the ones that are in this country already to be rounded up and executed.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. What's the point in if you bring in the
law? So you want one dog to be executed because of what another dog did?
No, if you bring in this law today and say nobody go henceforth. This dog, no one is allowed to breed these dogs or to have these dogs. You still have thousands and thousands of these dogs.
But there's not thousands. They're not as common as people are making out.
They are quite common. They are quite common. My point is we need to get rid of this at source now and get rid of all those dogs. And it needs to be done.
So literally, the dog warning comes along.
It needs to be done now.
Open up, Mr. Open up. Give me your dog. Well, no, I'm not giving you my dog. And they take your dog and execute your dog.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. I don't necessarily disagree with the idea of a ban. For breeding them in the future, but you can't just summarily execute dogs that have done nothing wrong, that have shown no signs of aggression.
They all that breed of dog always show signs of aggression, like always. And there's no argument with this.
Okay, I want to kick off with a message that came in to us before we started recording today's podcast from a regular caller who's annoyed.
I have to say, sorry, first of all, morning, guys. I'm absolutely sick to my stomach today with the amount of absolute arseholes who are victim-blaming that poor girl who died yesterday after the maliciously being mauled to death by a dog. And there are people sticking up for the dogs. Like, how can you do that? Seriously. These dogs are vicious killers. That's what they are. And every one of them should be put down. I have two dogs. I had also a third dog who was a cross between a Japanese Akita and a Husky. He was actually my ex's dog. We had to put him down because he turned vicious. And we weren't going to chance it. And it broke our hearts. It absolutely broke our hearts. But you know what? Turn around now and saying it's the owner's fault, blaming her. Like, how can you do that? How can you sit there and blame an owner for the viciousness of a breed that can kill? It's beyond words.
All right, that was Angela, who we will be talking to a little bit later on in the podcast.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
There's a message here you can play it from Michaela, who's very angry with me. And I'll address your points, Michaela, now in a sec.
Round up all these dogs and destroy them. Get a fucking grip, will you? It's not the breed of dog, it's how they're bred and how they're trained. I understand any dog can turn and switch. It's an animal. Any animal can do that. But tell me, how has that got to do with the breed of the dog? It's not the breed of the dog. It's an animal. And any animal can turn. A German Shepherd could turn. A Jack Russell can turn and do damage. Just because it's an XL bully. No. It's not about the breed of the dog.
Okay, it's not about the breed of the dog.
Everything you've said there is completely wrong. It is about the breed of the dog. And the difference is, yes, and I've been banging this drum for years as well. Dogs are animals. People treat them like they're babies. Oh, it's so cute. You'd never do anything, blah, 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 blah. Until your baby hops on the back of the dog and pulls the tail and he ends up savaging your baby. How many times has that happened? The difference...
Then nobody would have a dog.
No, but the difference is... The difference is the breed of the dog. If a Jack Russell were... No one's ever been killed by a Jack Russell, I don't think, because you have the ability to be able to fight back against a Jack Russell or a Pomeranian or a Pug or something like that. The point is, these XL bullies, yeah, mm-hmm. are bloody monsters. They're so strong. I mean, have any of you ever seen a video of them attacking? They are literally... You couldn't fight them back. In England, a couple of months ago, Michaela... The police had to shoot the bloody dog to stop him attacking two people. Shoot the dog. That's how strong this dog was. So, I'm sorry. I am not going to buy that bullshit story about it's every breed. No, it's not every breed.
Okay, but again, I just want to reiterate that you would like to see the dog
wardens... You don't have to repeat it again. I've already said it. You don't have to repeat it three times.
The reason I am repeating it is it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard you say.
Okay, well then you know what? Just
round up dogs and put them down for doing nothing.
Well, then, you know, just wish this family who are going through this horrible trial, just wish them your thoughts and prayers and then forget about it, Adrian.
But I'm sure that lady...
Get nothing
that
done.
Was savaged by that dog wouldn't have wanted to hand it over if this had happened last week.
We will never know. We will never know.
No, because she treated it like her baby.
It's not your baby. Your dog is not your baby. Your dog is a potential killer. And as I said, if it's a breed that is a manageable breed, you know, a Pomeranian or a Corgi
I had a Pomeranian and he was a vicious little bastard at times.
But he was never going to be able to kill you because he doesn't have the strength or the height or the stamina.
But he was vicious if he got into a fight with another dog.
Talk sense for once. Will you?
No, I am trying to talk sense. You can't just take dogs off their owners and execute them. And that's what you're saying we should do. Ridiculous. Let me go to Ellie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ellie?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Ellie. What's your solution to this?
I don't know if I have a solution, but I just want to make a couple of remarks to what Jeremy was saying. He was saying no small dogs have ever killed anybody. There was a child mauled today in Waterford. I think it was in 2001 by a Jack Russell Dash Hound mix. So there has been incidents where small dogs have been capable of killing. Like, we have to remember at the end of the day, these are animals. As much as, like, I treat my dogs like babies and I call them babies, I have two hunting breeds. I'm well aware of that. They're always leashed when they're out. They're muzzled as well. They have high prey drive. They're harmless to people, never showed any aggression towards people, but I'm aware of the dog that I have. Like, it's horrific that woman lost her life, but I think, unfortunately, a lot of people aren't aware of the backgrounds of their dogs, where they're coming from. I think a lot of the issue lies in the backyard breeding. Most of these dogs are inbred due to a study in the UK. Most of the XL bullies in the UK are actually inbred. Backyard breeders are breeding brothers with sisters, fathers with daughters. Like, you're setting up for failure with a breed that's coming from that kind of breeding background. Like, they're guaranteed to have some sort of neurological issues, health issues. I think this was all exacerbated during COVID as well with backyard breeders. And unfortunately, there's not enough regulation. Anybody can have a powerful breed, regardless if it's an XL bully, a Rottweiler, any powerful breed, and they can breed them regardless of their temperament or their health issues, and they can sell them to whoever they want.
Okay, but let me ask you a question then. Firstly, this particular breed of dog, the XL bully, has been banned in the UK. You can no longer breed or own one of these dogs. Should we do the same thing here?
Well, they brought in that ban, and it must have been about 3 weeks ago now in Hornchurch. There was a woman who had two XL bullies following the regulations. They were registered, muzzled on walks, and neutered, and the dogs mauled her to death. So what difference did those regulations make to that woman that was mauled to death?
Well, this is where Jeremy believes they should all be rounded up. They should be rounded up and executed, taken out of existence, basically.
I don't think they should be taken out of existence. Like, if that was the mentality of every dog attack, should we be putting down Jack Russells and Dachshunds after that dog attack in Waterford? Like, I don't think that resolves anything. Back in the 90s, it was the same thing with pit bull terriers. What happened? XL bullies were created. If you remove one dog from the chain, people, the wrong people, unfortunately, a lot of the time, not saying everyone that owns the dogs are wrong. I know a lot of people own those dogs and they love them and they do look after them and they do make sure that they're under control and, you know, they're They're well trained. They're not loose. They're not causing any problems for anybody. But unfortunately, a lot of people are attracted to these kind of ego dogs. Oh, I'm a hard man. I have this kind of dog. And they're the people that don't care about the breeding, don't care about the looking after. If you remove one of these dogs, it's just going to move on to another dog. The exact same thing happened with pit bulls. Then we got XL bullies. It's going to be
we never banned pit bulls. They're just on the list of dangerous dogs.
No, but they were banned in the UK. They were banned in the UK in the 90s. Everyone was like, kill all the pit bulls, get rid of them. And now we have an issue with XL bullies. That's what I'm trying to say. If we bring that in here, it's just going to move on to the next breed. It's not going to resolve. The root issue is that the laws that we already have are not enforced. There's no enforcement for backyard breeders. Any absolute gobshite, excuse my French, can breed their dog and give it to anybody with no care in the world about that dog's temperament or their health or the risks that they're putting onto the person buying. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't realise that. They buy a dog as a puppy. They think, oh, you know, it's not going to be predisposed. It's all how you bring them up. Unfortunately, it's not. There is a lot involved when it comes to genetics with dogs as well, and people are buying these dogs not realizing they have horrific genetics. And unfortunately, like what happened to that poor woman, she loved her dog, she looked after her dog, she didn't realize probably what she was getting. Her dog was probably inbred, had literal issues from the day that dog was created in the womb of the mother dog. And unfortunately, it came back on her. And, you know, it's a sad fact of it, but people have created this by inbreeding and there being a demand.
So is the simple solution then not to ban this particular breed of dog, stop them being bred in the country, have very strict regulations around this particular dog?
There needs to be strict regulations around any powerful breed. That's what I'm saying. If you ban this breed, they're just going to move on to another dog.
No, but with the greatest respect, Ellie, all the restrictions that you were talking about we should have for XL bullies, even if we had those restrictions in place, yeah, that still wouldn't have happened. That still wouldn't have stopped what the tragedy that happened with that poor girl. It wouldn't have, because, you know, the restrictions, she had the dogs in the house, yeah? The dogs. So
yeah, but if the restrictions start,
what restrictions are you talking about? What type of restrictions?
You should be registered if you're breeding any dog, let alone a powerful breed.
Because
people should have to do a means test. If you're going to have a dog that is capable of doing physical damage to you or anybody else, you should have to do a means test. I think you should have to do it with any dog. But at least with a powerful breed that actually has the capabilities of injuring somebody.
Or just take the dog off the food chain. Just get rid of the dog completely. I mean, it's the same argument.
Oh, yeah, and Jeremy, then they're just going to move on to the next breed like they did with pit bulls. That's where XL bullies came from.
We get rid of all dogs that have the propensity to, or the ability to be actually able to.
I mean, you could argue that for any dog. You could literally argue any dog.
It's the same argument that they use in America for keeping guns. And they always say anytime someone is shot, you know, it's not the gun that killed someone, it's the person. And the same argument has been used here for dogs. The point is, if you got rid of all the guns out of America, nobody would be shot dead.
People have created this breed. People have created these dogs that are causing
these issues. By demanding them,
it's all because of people want money. People were selling these dogs for $3,000 and all during COVID. They didn't give a shite about the breeding of the dog or the temperament. They just wanted the money. And now we're seeing the backlash of it. That's what people are forgetting.
Stay there for one second if you can, please, Ellie. Let me bring in Angela. You're on Opinions Matter, Angela. How are you?
I'm good.
I played your message at the start. You're very annoyed over this whole thing.
I just, like, because I went, I was online there this morning, and to read the comments of, like, this was a beautiful girl yesterday who adored her dog and treated them like, you know, like they were her own baby. And that dog mauled her to death. So can someone see everyone saying, oh, have restrictions, have regulations. How can you regulate? Like, train a dog not to attack? You can't do that. It's in them. I have two dogs. I love them. I adore them. But if they attacked anyone, they'd be gone. I had a dog, as I said. It was my ex's dog. His name was Gregor. He was like a lion. He was huge. And he got very vicious. And it broke us to do it. But we had to put him down because I'm sorry for all the animal lovers out there. I'm a dog lover, but a human being's life was more important to us. if he got hold
and
that, of the
and Angela, that's great to hear. That's very responsible ownership, that when you saw an aggressive side come out in him, that was the end of that. Right, okay. So let's go back to the issue with this particular breed of dog. And we've seen how in the UK they have banned XL bully dogs. Ministers here are saying if they are recommended to ban them here, they will do it. Jeremy's solution is to round them all up and execute them.
I'm sorry. It's going to have to happen. It's going to have to happen. And it's hard. Yes, it is a terrible thing to say because I have my two dogs and I can't even imagine what it'll be like when they do die. But they are going to die at some stage, right? But the thing is, if that the agent, let me put it this way, you're saying no, don't. You don't ban them. You don't put them down.
No, Angela. I didn't say not to ban them. I actually do believe that this particular breed of dog needs to be banned.
They should be banned. But the ones who are alive, right?
Yeah.
You're walking down the beach with your wife, and one of them comes at your wife and mauls it to death. What would you say then? No.
As usual, Adrian doesn't have any of the answers.
No, hang on. I'm not disagreeing with
the
idea.
What would you do?
If you have a dog, yeah, who's perfectly well behaved and you're an extremely responsible owner and you take that dog out on a short lead with a muzzle on in a public place, how in God's name can you justify taking the dog off that owner and executing it?
Adrian, I had a lion of a dog, right, who was treated like royalty, right? He was walked. He got the best of food. He was treated like the best animal in the world, right? And he turned on us. So this is the annoying part of the whole story, is when people are blaming. Now, I'm not saying that all XL bullies, that all the owners are, you know, God's gift and they're, you know, angels and that. But you cannot blame an owner for the viciousness of that breed. You can't do it.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that either, because to listen to family members of that young woman describe her treating the animals like her own babies, she loved these dogs. And I agree with you, you can't blame the owners on the temperament of the breed itself. But I want to go back to this point that the only way to solve this problem is not only ban the breed, but round up all the dogs and put them asleep.
What do we have to do? Do we have to wait another 10 years where there's going to be multiple deaths? Because you can't say there's not. We all know there will be.
Ellie, let me bring you back in there. The only way to solve this issue with this breed of dog is to round them all up and shoot them, kill them, put them out of their misery.
I said it before. If they do that, it's going to be another breed. They're going to create another powerful breed of dog. And unfortunately, again, the wrong people are going to be breeding them, not breeding them for temperament. And it's just going to be a domino effect. There needs to be, the laws that we already have aren't enforced. The amount of dogs I see going around, not muzzled, out of control. There's a local lady that walks two little dogs that attack me every time that they see me. Like, the laws aren't enforced. So I don't even know how the government are going to enforce this if they do bring in a ban because they already don't enforce the laws.
You know what the difference with this is? Yes, that's okay to bring it out on a muzzle, on a short lead, totally in control. This was in her own home. This was her home that she got mauled in. This is what people aren't listening to. This is what they're not realizing. This wasn't a dog outside that attacked a stranger. This was her own dog in her own house that had to be shot.
Stay there for one second, Angela. So round them all up and put them out of their misery. Let me bring in some more of your opinions on this. Our number is 0858252626. Emma.
XL bully dogs are a lot more dangerous than other dogs are. There's been 23 people killed in the last 3 years in the UK by dogs, and half of those were by XL bully dogs. And just in the last 2 weeks, there was the woman in Limerick who was killed, and 2 weeks ago, a woman in the UK was killed, both by their own dogs. It's extremely scary.
All right, Emma, thank you. And Darren?
It's like saying if someone from Mead kills someone, let's round up all the men in Mead of the same age and kill them just in case they kill someone. It's bullshit.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Michaela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Michaela.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Michaela. Well, what did you want to say on this?
I just think that Jeremy's argument just makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So he's saying round up all these dogs, put them all down. What about the likes of any other dogs that can do this kind of damage? I know personally one of my friends who was attacked by a collie. So we're going to round all them up. German Shepherds, Huskies, Labradors, they're all big dogs that can do serious damage. It's not about the dog. It's about the breed of the dog and how they're bred and how they're trained. If you can't handle an animal of that size, don't have one. Simple as that.
I mean, this lady, for example, in Limerick, God love her, probably thought she was well able to care for the dogs. How do you know? How do you know whether you are until they actually jump on you?
You don't. No, any animal can turn, Jeremy. Like Jack Russell can turn. You don't know. That's why you have to treat any animal with caution, because you don't know. But just putting all of these dogs into one bracket and saying it's all these types of dogs, it's not true. Like the amount of dog attacks that happen on a daily basis just aren't recorded on the news because it didn't do any life-threatening injuries. It's just not all XL bullies.
Okay, well, luckily I have the stats here of fatal... These are fatal dog attacks by breed, okay? So they've broken down... And this is from America, but an American pit bull is the same as an Irish pit bull. They've broken down the amount of fatal attacks. So this is where a dog attacked a person and the person ended up dead, okay? And they've broken them all down by breed. And coming in at 66% of fatal dog attacks, what breed do you think it is?
Well, obviously you're going to say it's an XL bully.
Well, no, I'm not going to say. I'm just reading what those stats are. So what
do you... read it.
Okay, 66% is pit bulls, okay?
A pit bull and an XL bully are different types of breeds, by the way.
No, it says pit bull type, so I presume is... Sorry, these are numbers, these aren't percentages.
There's a variety of different types of pit bulls.
Okay, but it says pit bull. Okay, it says pit bull type, so I presume that's American pit bull, that's XL bullies, the whole thing. Then in second place is Rottweilers. In third place is German Shepherds. In fourth place is Huskies. It goes on and goes on. Chow Chows, great.
So do we get rid of then all the Rottweilers?
No. This is about probability and statistics, okay? Probably.
Have you got a dog, Jeremy?
That's irrelevant. This is about...
How is it irrelevant?
He doesn't have a dog. That's the fact.
How would he know? He wouldn't have an absolute clue the behaviour and the temperament of the dog. He's never even been around.
You went on about Pomeranians being the most placid dogs.
I didn't say Pomeranian. Again, stop bullshit. I didn't say a Pomeranian was a placid dog. I said if a Pomeranian does attack you, you have the ability to win the fight again.
Regardless,
Jeremy, if a Pomeranian attacks, do we get rid of all Pomeranians because they've attacked?
No, again.
Just because they don't do as much damage as an XL bully, they're still vicious.
No, again, Michaela, you're not listening to me. It's laws of probability, okay? So the stats, I'm not making up these stats, they exist, okay? So you're more likely to be attacked and killed by a pit bull dog than any other breed. That's the stats, okay?
And majority of these people who own these breeds don't know how to train them. This is the problem.
In order for me to understand that a pit bull is dangerous, I have to own a dog. That's absolute...
You have to be around one and understand their temperament. You clearly don't. You don't understand any dog's temperament because you don't have one.
And the point that I was making about our Pomeranian was he could at times be a vicious little bastard.
Same with my dog. I have a little Jack Russell, and believe you.
I had a Jack Owawa that was a little bollocks. He was a little ankle biter, but exactly that. So you could only
bite your... Why don't we round all them breeds up then and get...
Because no one has ever died at the hands of a Jack Owawa.
How do you know that? You don't know that.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Died at the hands of a collie.
Okay, but again...
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do know what I'm talking about.
It's bad ownership.
No, it's not. That's all it is.
You haven't got a clue, Jeremy.
I have to say, Michaela, to make a statement like that, that it's bad ownership, that is victim blaming, for example, that woman who died in Limerick.
I'm not saying all bad owners, Jeremy. I'm saying, Adrian, majority of these people who own these dogs, especially in like working class areas of Dublin, take these dogs, crop their ears to make them look vicious and breed them to fight. Not all dogs will turn, but majority of them dogs that people have, they don't have to train them, and they train them to be vicious to make themselves look hard.
Michaela, you're not listening to me. It's not about whether or not the dog will turn, okay? Because any dog... I mean, my wife is, you know...
But then why do we have dogs then, Jeremy? Okay, any dog can turn and kill you. Jack Russell could kill you.
Okay, well, 2,000 years ago, we didn't. They were living in the wild. They were wolves.
We should go back to that time then.
No, I'm not saying that. Jesus Christ. My wife's a veterinary nurse, as you know, Adrian. She's around dogs every single day of her career. She wouldn't let one of those... she wouldn't let a pit bull type anywhere near the house. And she knows more than I do. But you probably know more than her, Michaela, because you've owned a pit bull.
But again, we're going back to the point.
The point I'm trying to make...
I never once said I owned a pit bull. No, again, words into my
but you're not listening to
I've
me.
I've owned plenty of dogs. I've worked with dogs. A majority of the time, it's the small little tiny dogs that cause the problems, not the big huge dogs. And the only reason that these big huge dogs do cause problems is one, because they're either in pain and they've turned, or two, because they're bred or reared like that.
Okay, neither of you are listening to me. I'm saying, Mikhail, and I'm going to say this for the fifth time, I'm going to say every dog has the ability to attack a child or a human being and turn on them. Fact. Every single dog. Dogs cannot talk to you. They can't tell you how they're feeling. You don't know how they're feeling. Correct. They can take a turn on your life. But the thing about it is, and what I'm talking about here, is your ability to be able to fight back if that dog does attack.
Jeremy, the same thing could happen then with a German Shepherd or a Husky or a Labrador. So what do we do? Get rid of all of big breeds that you can't fight back against. That's ridiculous.
Anytime we have a fatal incident like this one in Limerick, we round up the entire breed and we execute them all.
Exactly.
Is that your solution, Jeremy?
It makes absolutely no sense.
And it really doesn't.
So say tomorrow, God forbid, I get attacked by a Rottweiler, okay, and it kills me. What do we do then? Round up every Rottweiler in the country? And then tomorrow someone gets attacked by a Labrador, then we round up all Labradors.
But using your logic, if you got killed by your pet Doberman tomorrow, it's your fault. Yeah. You'd be completely to blame. That's what you're saying.
Well, if I knew he was in pain or something, yeah. But like I said at the start, every dog can turn. I would never rear my dog or train my dog to be aggressive. There's people out there that do that.
So this idea of rounding up this...
because they're in pain.
Let me ask you firstly, Mikhaila. Would you be in favour of a ban on this breed? No.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
Oh my God, how can you say that after what just happened?
Because she's just said...
If that's the case, get rid of all big dogs that you can't fight against. That, if that's the case, you're making sense.
Angela, let me just bring you back in for a second. Oh, sorry. Yeah, go on.
I mean, she's totally contradicting herself. Totally. She's saying that it's owners and it's their fault with the dogs, right? But not most owners that you are. It's most owners, but you can't say that it's all of them. Yes. You're saying that it's only some of the dogs and you can't blame all the dogs. Like, so who do you blame? Who do you blame? Like, this girl yesterday, and it's absolutely a disgrace that you will turn around now and say that it's the owner's fault when that girl reared those dogs.
I said that majority of the cases, some of the cases it's owner's fault, some of the cases the dog might be in pain and just torn. Any animal can torn. There is owners out there that breed these dogs to fight.
The dog wasn't in pain.
How do you know that? Were you there?
Okay, Mikhaila, how many Labradors have killed people?
I don't know about Labradors, but I know personally one of my friends was attacked.
You're saying every dog. You're saying kill every dog. How many Labradors have they killed? How many Chihuahuas?
The argument here, Angela, is if, for example, a Labrador was to kill tomorrow, God forbid, do we round up all golden and black Labradors the length and breadth of the country and put them down?
Mikhaila, I was asked the question. Let me answer, right? The difference being, how many people have Labradors killed? One. How many people have all the banned breeds or all the restricted breeds
They're
killed?
Not banned.
Hundreds of people so throughout the world.
Then what if tomorrow then a Rottweiler kills me? Do we round up all the Rottweilers? Do we?
Yeah.
And we do, yeah.
They're a banned breed.
They're not a banned breed, but they're restricted. German Shepherd, a Labrador. If one of them was to attack tomorrow and fatally kill somebody
Why do you keep mentioning Labradors? They don't kill people.
Any big dog. How do you know that? You don't know that. Any dog
because
can kill any dog
out there.
How
many people? How many people have XL bullies killed?
Well, like you have to ask Jeremy that. He has the stats there in front of him, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So compare that to how many Labradors have killed.
But it's the same thing. If one dog kills somebody, another dog kills somebody, it's the same outcome. So you're telling me
you're saying an owner should be should know exactly how to handle it. So tell me how I should handle it.
If they have a big, huge breed like that, they should have mandatory training on how to look after them and how to know if they're in pain.
How do I look after an XL bully different to how I look after my Scottish West Highland Terrier?
Well, you'd have
How do I do it differently?
Well, you obviously, the strength of the animal is different.
I do.
The strength of the dog is different.
I do.
The strength of the dog is different.
So what do you do? Tell me. This is what I'm asking everyone out there who is
I understand the argument against this particular breed of dog. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be against the idea of having a ban on this particular breed of dog. My issue is this whole idea of getting rid of the ones that currently exist. That's my issue.
If that's the case, if we're getting rid of any of dogs that bite, we'd have no dogs. Because I'm telling you now, nearly every dog in a certain breed would bite. A Jack Russell, I'm sure, have bit somebody. Like you said, Adrian, your Pomeranian would bite you. So what do? Get rid of all Pomeranians? Get rid of all Jack Russells? Get rid of all dogs?
But can you find
ridiculous arguments?
But Michaela, can you find an article in the news where a person was savaged to death by a Pomeranian?
Just because they weren't savaged to death doesn't mean that they weren't damaged by one.
Okay, but it's the same
just
again.
Because it didn't make the news, doesn't mean.
But Michaela, it's the same, and I have to bring it back to this, Michaela. The argument, the gun argument in America, and it is a good argument to make and a good example is in America. They want a ban on automatic rifles and semi-automatic rifles. They don't want a ban. They don't want a ban on handguns. Why is that?
What has that got to do with this?
No. It has everything. It does.
What's the argument?
It does. No, I want to see if Michaela can work out the argument. Why do they want to ban semi-automatic rifles in America?
I'm not talking about guns. We're talking about dogs.
No, but
because they're more lethal.
They both do the same thing. The reason being, Michaela, is that someone with a semi-automatic rifle, yeah. Is more
a gun is a gun. A gun is a gun. It's not, you shoot a gun, it's going to kill somebody.
No, that's actually not true.
Jeremy.
No,
so that's the point of that's argument a, as well.
So you'd rather come face to face with... Which would you rather come face to face with? A semi-automatic rifle or a little pistol? Which would you rather come face to face?
Which is going to kill you quicker, Jeremy?
No, which is more likely to cause more damage? I'm pissing.
Either way, if someone shoots you, Jeremy, you're going to die. Your argument is ridiculous. It's not got to do with dogs anyway.
Michaela, stay there for a second. I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Trevor.
What's that, boys? Trevor here. Yeah, I've had a little scrotch ringing in. Oh, my dog wouldn't do a thing. It's only a pet. It's me baby. You know what I mean? These fucking idiots out there that believe dogs are like humans. But you know what? In my opinion, some dog breeds definitely need to be gotten rid of out of Ireland. Maybe a few of the fucking owners as well. Anyway, can't wait to hear the topic, lads. Trevor.
You can actually hear the topic now, Trevor. It's on as we speak.
He wasn't talking about you, by the way, and Michaela. You're not and in fairness, you're putting up a good argument. I have to hand it to you. There's very few people that can match me argument from argument. But
it's nothing against you, Jeremy, but your argument is shocking.
It's shocking.
It's absolutely shocking. You make no sense.
I think I'm making
a
lot of sense.
Here, let me break up every dog, Jeremy. And
yeah, and get rid of dogs. Get rid of dogs altogether. Yeah, let's just get rid of them all. Yep.
Yeah, get rid of them all.
I have two at home, Jeremy. On your way home, pull up outside the house in your van and throw them in the back of it.
I'd say, Michael, it's impossible to win an argument against you at home.
Absolutely impossible.
Yeah, I'm gathering that.
Stay there. I want to bring in John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you doing, Jeremy?
Now, John, what do you want to say?
Well, here's the story. I see German Shepherds and grey dogs. We've had them in our lives forever. My mother, my father, bringing German Shepherds up. We grew around with German Shepherds as kids. You know, I've never seen... You see, what Michaela seems to do, she doesn't understand is that the XL bullies are the problem here. These are the ones that are attacking people. That poor girl, as we all heard, she treated them like babies. She went home and she was attacked. Now, the last time I checked, when anybody went home to the German Shepherds, they didn't get killed. And you can look that up, audience, like, you just won't find it anywhere. Because German Shepherds will not fucking kill you when you come in at home after doing a hard day's work.
Why are they on the restricted breeds list?
There's a few other dogs there. There's I don't know why.
There's 10 altogether. Yep. On the Irish.
And I don't know. I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why. And I don't understand it.
Hang on, John. This is you also arguing against your dog. Your dog's a little angel. Yes, your dog is one of the 10 restricted breeds in Ireland.
That's right. And I can't understand it for the life of me. Because as I said, so
because they're big heifers, they're very strong animals.
And they don't, but they're not, see the XL bullies, two friends of mine have XL bullies, Adrian, and they're absolute animals. And I mean animals. You wouldn't even go out the back.
Well, all dogs are animals.
They'd fucking kill you.
All dogs are animals.
Oh no, these are fuckers. These are really, you know, these are built differently, guys.
So
they're,
are you agreeing with Mikhail on the other line or disagreeing with her? I can't work out which side you're on.
Well, what I'm saying is the XL bullies, I just don't see the reason for it to have an XL bully. I never did, I never will.
Well, Mikhail,
they're so fucking dangerous, it's unbelievable.
There's no need to have that breed, Mikhail.
No, that's an absolute ridiculous argument. Again, just because you don't hear of somebody being killed by a German Shepherd doesn't mean they haven't attacked somebody.
No, no, but I'm just talking about Ireland and Michaela. I know Jeremy said about America, but I'm talking about in Ireland in general. Nobody has been killed by a German Shepherd ever in Ireland.
John, I have to cut across you again. You're defending your breed of dog. They're little angels. They wouldn't harm a fly. And I
no, they're not here. Listen, come here. Let's tell you something, Jeremy. All right, Jim. My dog. See what I done, and I can even tell you what the way I done this. We go. We have a bloodline of German Shepherds, and we always went the bloodline, the AKC, the AKC registered, the whole lot. We went for full walks on this. These dogs are from, you know, they're from a great bloodline. These XL bullies, if you go into any dog's home now, Adrian, you can get an XL bully for free because nobody wants them anymore because they're snapping at kids or they're biting at their owners. They're surrendering them like there's no tomorrow. It's gotten out of hand. You won't see a German Shepherd in a fucking in a rehoming situation because everybody loves them and wants them. And they're loyal to their family. They're loyal to, they're so much, you know, XL bullies. But what I'm trying to say to you is, Adrian, XL bullies are just loose nuts, literally. You don't know when they're going to turn. You know where you stand with a German Shepherd. You do. And
John, if that were the case, a German Shepherd would not be on the list of restricted breeds.
I don't know why. I've made the list. I'll never get over it. After 60 years of us owning German Shepherds. And I'm just saying, Adrian,
powerful
60
animals.
Years of it. Yeah, they're big, powerful animals, but they're not killers. And they're not, you know, you can train them to be killers if you want. The Americans don't. I can do it. Anybody can do it. They can train a dog to be a killer. That's very easy to be done. But what I'm saying is, see what happened to that poor girl yesterday? She was going home to be, you know, she thought she was going to be greeted by these dogs. They're loose. They're nuts. You know, they definitely shouldn't be around.
And do you support the idea, not only of banning the breed, but rounding up the ones that are in the country already?
Horrible bastard dogs. Get rid of them. Get rid of them before it happens again. Honestly, they're fucking. There's no need for them.
No, there you go.
I can't even see the point of having them.
His argument again is absolutely pathetic. Just because he has a certain breed, they're not aggressive.
Yeah, like, they can be aggressive. I'm not saying they can, but they've never killed anybody. Is what I'm saying to you, Michaela.
Like Adrian, you know. Why are they on the restricted breeds list then?
I'm not telling you, Michaela, and I told Adrian the same thing. I don't know why they're there. Over the 60 years that my mother and father and then I have them, we've never ever had an issue. But we've never had an issue. This is what I'm saying.
Just because you haven't had an issue doesn't mean someone else hasn't had an issue. So if that's
no, I'm telling you now, Michaela. You ask anybody that owns a German Shepherd. I've never seen a German Shepherd in the papers for attacking someone.
I believe you, me. One turned on mine any one day. So they're not all like angels. No dog is an angel.
Look, listen, he's rare. You have to say he's rearing them. Like, I'm different. I don't own the puppy farm. I don't rear them, or you know, bring, you know, or sell them or whatever. Not. But the fact of the making is, Michaela, I have two of them here.
I never said you had a puppy farm. Never once did I say that. What I'm saying is,
my point is that
German Shepherds have attacked.
Oh, they can. So
if we're going with what German,
they can.
You have to get rid of them as well.
But so the fact of the matter, no, but the German Shepherds didn't kill people. The German Shepherds didn't kill someone, Michaela, is my point.
You don't know that. You don't
know that. Because I did say, I'm not telling you already. Google it. Have you got Google in front of you, Michaela?
Have you not? So you're telling me no German Shepherd has ever caused life-changing injuries to somebody? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Just because they haven't killed somebody.
Because you know why? Because they're fucking, they have a brain, Michaela.
Every dog has a brain. They're
very intelligent. No. The German Shepherd is an intelligent dog.
I'm sure that poor woman in Limerick would have thought the exact same thing. My dog wouldn't harm a fly. My dog is great.
But these are mad bastard dogs, Adrian. That's the point I'm making. And Jeremy's saying the same. They're fucking vicious. No, they're not. They're much more loyal. See the XL bully, it doesn't know loyalty. It knows no loyalties, it knows no boundaries. They're absolute savagery bastard dogs. They're horrible dogs. I don't know why anybody would have one in the first place. I really don't.
I just want to ask you a question. Is an XL bully a police dog? Is a German Shepherd a police dog? Why is German Shepherd?
Because the German Shepherds, I'll tell you why, and I'll educate you. Hold on for a minute and I'll educate you, Michaela. Because German Shepherds are well taught. They have a brain, as I said. They know. There's a reason why the Americans use them as rescue dogs. There's a reason why they use them as military dogs. Because they're one of the well best trained dogs you can ever get in your life. That's why.
That's why. Guard dogs, then, if they're not vicious and they can't.
Oh, my two dogs. See, my two dogs. So, okay, Michaela, can I say something to you?
So
you come into my house now.
Garden, your dog's not
you listen to me, please. I'm going to explain this to you. You come in the front door of my house, Michaela. Sorry, Michaela, I'm talking. If you come in the front door of my house, Michaela, and I welcome you in, my dogs are going to love you. And you're going to sit down and they won't bother you. Michaela, you come over to that back garden. I tell you, they'll pin you to the back wall. Now, what they did there about two, 3 years ago, they pinned the guy. Hold on, I'm telling you.
You're now proving.
Will you let me tell the fucking story for a minute? They pinned the guy to the wall. They didn't eat him or they didn't kill him. They pinned him to the wall. I went out the back and I seen and I called them back. And I said, what are you doing in my back garden? Oh, I'm running from the cops. I said, get the fuck out of here now before they eat you. Now, they didn't. Again.
Could you guarantee me your dog?
No, they won't, because they had him in the car. You're not listening to me, Michaela. They were in the car. They were, no. You see, again, idiot. You won't listen, Michaela. Yeah. I'm telling you straight, there's a reason why they didn't attack him and pull him apart, because I didn't train them to do that. Not at all. I was in fucking bed. They were barking. They were barking for 20 minutes. I was asleep. Are you listening to me? If that's the case, they would have fucking killed him by then they're going to get out the back garden. They had him against the wall. They had him surrounded. I went out. I called him down. I said, what the fuck are you doing here? I let him go because he said he was running from the cops. I didn't give a fuck what he'd done. I said, don't come in here again. That was it. What my point is, Michaela, that had been an XL bully, he was fucking dead. That's it. Simple as that.
But the fact of the matter is, John, you have just described why your dogs are on the list of restricted dogs.
I've described that my dogs are
so
my dogs
strong
can be,
and powerful.
Yep.
No, my dog is no, my not, dog. What I explained here is, Adrian, is that my dog can be a pet, and when you and anybody can come near them, and they can pet them, and they can see to sit down, and they won't have a problem with them. But they also, when they're out the back, that's their back garden, that's their space. And you talk to anybody that knows anything about dogs, that's their, that's their territory. If you come over there uninvited, that's it. They will pin you to the wall, and they'll notify me with a barking, which they did. I got out. They didn't even touch the fucker. They had him against the wall. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, Adrian. They didn't touch
him. My dog wouldn't do that.
What would your dog do? Listen to that.
Definitely wouldn't have cornered somebody, because that's an aggressive dog to do that.
Well, sure, look, listen here. Dog. But they didn't kill anybody. That's what my point is. They're smart enough not to kill somebody.
The potential is there.
Ah, sure, listen, you can be saying it. Listen, would you not agree with me, Michaela, that them XL bullies are absolute fucking animals? You know, look at the young boy there down in the country.
They're animals. Obviously, they're animals.
No, I mean in a different way, Adrian. And look at that young boy there that was savaged by a pit bull there not too long ago. Do you remember this one, Adrian? It was back, I think it was 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. His poor face and all was disfigured.
Yes, like, I remember that, yes.
Anybody, why the fuck would anybody have a pit bull or an XL bully? You know, have a fucking decent dog like a Labrador or a German Shepherd, which are really good dogs. They take everything in, you know. They're very, very well educated. They're dogs, do you know what? I've never came a better dog than a German Shepherd. I'll say that to you, Adrian.
Okay.
They're really intelligent.
And I'm glad for you that it is states, Sonny. I did a Google search while you were talking to Michaela there, and every single decade in the last 50 years, Alsatian or German Shepherd dogs have killed human beings in the United Kingdom, in Britain. Maybe not here.
Oh, but that'd be in Britain, not in Ireland. So I only said Ireland.
It doesn't matter, John. They're capable of killing. They are capable of killing.
I never said they weren't, Adrian. But the exit, there's a reason why people have German Shepherds. They're a great dog. They listen to you. See an XL bully. The fucker won't listen to nobody. I even said it to a friend of mine. I says,
Do me a favour, John. Stay on the line there for 1 second. Somebody wants to talk to you in just a moment. I want to bring in some more of your opinions. This is David.
Fuck off, Angela, will you? No one's sticking up for a bleeding dog. It goes both ways. No one should own these dogs, and nobody should be advocating for these dogs. These dogs should be gone, and that's the fucking end of it.
And another message from Nolene.
I never normally agree with Jeremy, but I do here. They're vicious dogs. They are vicious. it's the way they were, it's in their bloodline. If you go back years and years ago, they were used for fighting dogs. So it's in their bloodline. When we were small, we had a Labrador pup and he went out. We were living in the country. He went out. He was playing with lambs. He attacked the lamb, got to taste blood and killed 20 more. We had to have him put down because once they taste blood, that's it. There's no going back. My heart goes out to that family for that poor woman. Like her own animals turning on her. I have two dogs and they are my life. But and they're two terriers. If one of them turned vicious, I couldn't have them in the house for my grandchildren and stuff.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
You're annoyed at listening to John. Why?
I'm not so much annoyed, but like he's defending German Shepherds. When I was a kid, I was attacked by a German Shepherd. Now, I will admit, the owner probably wasn't... He probably doesn't train it as well as John does. You know, his dogs seem to be well trained. But, you know, that's fair enough for his dogs. But not all dogs are like that. I have friends who have XL bullies and pit bulls and, you know, big dogs. And they, you know, the most dangerous thing that they'll do on you is sit on you while they lick you to death. You know, it's like dogs are 99% of the time are a product of their owners.
You see, I find that a bit insulting to, for example, that young woman in Limerick who was mauled to death by her dog. Was that dog a product of her?
Well, we don't know the full... Do you know the full story behind that?
No, she came home from a birthday night out and opened the front door and they went for her.
Okay, well, like, you know, see, the problem is you don't know the full story. You don't know. She could have, she could have been... You know, I'm not going to, disparage her or anything. You know,
Robbie.
Her dog's went for... Well...
Robbie, well, here's my point that I made, Robbie. And I'm at the saying it already. If I came out from a night, which I've done many a time, I came home from a night house and I put the dogs into the house when I'm going, no problem. And I come home and I open the door. I know for a fact that these German Shepherds are not going to kill me or attack me. Now, a lot of people can say, how do you know that? Well, I do know that because they're
but
not
I imagine
that type of dog.
Of dog owners like yourself who are responsible dog owners, and you sound like you're responsible. The fact you breed it, you have a bloodline. I'd say if you were to ever, sell pups, I'm not saying puppy farm, I'm not accusing of that. If you were to sell, purebred pups, I'd say they'd be amazing dogs, purely from their lineage.
You know, the fact is, but my point is, I wouldn't even breed them, Robbie. But my point is, though, the XL bully is an absolute Jesus. You know, why would you have one? You know, my friends have them as well. I don't understand it. I really don't. If you gave me a choice any day of the week, I'd pick a German Shepherd or anything like that. But they're messing with these dogs genetically. You know, they've been doing this for a long time. You don't mess with German Shepherds. You know, German Shepherds are who they are.
German Shepherd is a far better bred dog than most of the breeds we have nowadays.
However, to reiterate, they are on the restricted breeds list because...
And so I imagine the thing that grows over 2 foot is...
Yeah, they're big, strong animals that have the potential to kill.
Yeah, they are really potential. But the fact of the matter is, Agent, if you sum it up, they've never killed anybody in Ireland.
Man, I've been able to find.
John, the stats that Jeremy gave were from America.
Yeah, but the one...
Well, I mean,
oh, we know that.
No, but hang on. I've argued that every single decade since the 60s, Alsatians or German Shepherds have killed in Britain. Every single decade.
I know, I get it.
I imagine none of them none of the owners of those dogs were as good as John for the way you were breeding them.
I will argue, Robbie, that John is defending a breed that is a restricted breed. I'm sure that lady in Limerick, John, would have defended her dog because she didn't believe it had the potential to kill.
No, I knew that these XL bullies and pit bulls they're just wrong, from many of the, it's since their existence, I never liked them, I could never trust them, I know people that had pit bulls and they turned on them, attacked them and they bit them and what have you not, and I'm sick of listening about it, people got rid of their dogs and put them down because they attacked them. And it was like, why the fuck would you have a pit bull? Never mind an XL bully at that time, And then they go and get XL bullies and I'm like, you're looking for trouble, You know, I don't think, Adrian, you're going to get another German Shepherd caller here now, today that will actually just turn around and say, listen, by the way, the German Shepherds I have, you know, you're going to do the same story again and again and again. They will not attack you. They will not be biting you. They will not be killing you.
Let's go back to the conversation then. Do you believe that the XL bully breed should be banned firstly, and then the ones that are already in existence rounded up and killed?
Well, I tell you what, I know I've been listening to your whole show there, and, you know, rounding them up and killing them, I don't know about, but banning them definitely, you know. And the pit bull, you know, pit bulls and XL bullies and all them stupid fucking dogs, they shouldn't be allowed, you know, it shouldn't happen, you know.
Okay, stay there for a second.
That's the truth.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Paul on this. You're on Opinions Matter, Paul. How are you?
Oh,
Paul,
fine,
sorry,
you?
Paul, sorry, Paul. I forgot the A.
That's fine, no matter.
What did you want to say?
Look, I don't think they should be put down. That's actually way beyond. You know, any dog can attack any day. I've had German Shepherds, I've had Pit Bulls, I've had Jack Russells, Collies all my life. And at any stage, they
okay,
can
but let me ask you about that breed, the XL Bully. Do you think that breed should be banned?
No.
No. Do you think that, if you don't think they should be banned, you don't think they should be rounded up either?
No, they shouldn't be. Why should they? It's a pair. People love these dogs.
It's a killer. It's a killer dog.
It's not a killer.
It is a killer. So have you been?
It's not a killer.
Have you been?
When you treat the dog right.
Have you been watching, watching the news over the last 24 hours?
Yeah. That poor girl died, and God forbid. God love her.
And the only person that's to blame for that is the dog. The dog carried out the attack. That's the only thing that is.
Of course, the dog carried out the attack.
So there you go. So it is a killer. Those breed of dogs.
Yeah, you're branding every dog. You're branding every pit bull, every XL bully like that. They're not all like that.
Nah, they are. They're all vicious.
No, they're not.
XL bullies.
Every dog is vicious. Have you come across a Chihuahua lately? That'll take the leg off you. Or just looking at them.
I'm done.
No, seriously.
No,
have
done.
You?
It's just, I'm fed up.
No,
with
have you? Seriously?
I've never heard of someone dying at the hands of a Chihuahua. Never heard of someone dying at the hands of a Chihuahua.
No, because you won't be told about it. Because
you won't be told about
hush,
it.
Hush, hush. You know, because it's a pit bull. Oh, right. You know, everybody
okay, now, in fairness now, Paula, I've never heard of anybody being mauled or savaged to death by a Chihuahua.
Look, every dog will attack at some stage in life. Okay, not all dogs, depending on how you rear them. Okay, you need to follow the rules with pit bulls.
Okay, how do we deal with the fact that this particular breed, the XL Bully, actually killed its own owner the other day? How do we stop that happening again? Is it not by banning this breed of dog?
But why would you ban it?
Well, exactly
so
what they're doing in the UK. It's illegal to breed them.
What are you going to do with all the dogs that are there?
Destroy them.
That
destroy
people
them.
Actually own.
Destroy. Destroy.
No, you can't destroy a dog. Like,
so then that woman...
That's sitting there looking at you all right, I need to bring you to the vet and get to put down.
Yeah, absolutely,
no,
put them down.
That's totally wrong.
So that
you can't
do that woman's life was not in vain, so that something actually changed.
That same woman would not have handed over the dog had somebody arrived at her front door the other day.
Yeah, but hindsight's a beautiful, thing.
But you can't say that because you don't know the girl. Do you know what I mean?
I'd be surprised
if
she
had
voluntarily handed over.
If he had attacked someone or she, well, I don't know whether it was a he or she or dog, had attacked someone, maybe she would have handed it over. Nobody knows this, but I'm not going to bring this girl into the conversation because she's...
Okay, but the bottom line is you don't see any need to ban this breed. You don't see any need to round them up either.
No, I don't think. No, right. I don't.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in Brian.
XL bullies have been bred for aggressive nature. That's it. That's how they're bred for. And that's why they should be stopped. No, don't kill them, but stop them breeding again. Make everyone neutered, and then it'll be done within 20 years.
Emma has been on to us.
Sorry, John, she's absolutely correct. Like, if we have to kill off all bullies, and then we have to kill off all Rottweilers, we have to kill off all German Shepherds. And you're saying that they haven't... killed people. A German Shepherd killed a two-year-old boy in 2013 and mauled him to death, their own family dog. So therefore, we should kill off all German Shepherds. It just doesn't work like that. Like, it was the once-off incident in Ireland. We haven't heard it for years and years happening before. So I think it just needs to be a bit more of awareness, and I think a lot more restrictions with dog wardens and everything. I understand it was in her own home and her own dogs treated like pet, but these dodgy breeders are ruining reputations and dog breeds.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Emma. And Graham.
Is she fucking stupid or something, is she? That's dogs protecting their home, protecting their family. Like, it's not fucking vicious dogs that are going to bleed and eat someone alive up in the park. Or, do you know what I mean? Like, I think every dog barks if they see the postman coming in or someone dropping a leaflet in. She's fucking something I'm all. John is right.
All right, Graham, thank you very much indeed for your message.
By the way, in fairness, I've looked up to see is there any record of ever a Chihuahua, because I love proving people wrong and proving myself right. I've looked up, I've spent the last 10 minutes looking up, has a Chihuahua ever killed anybody? There is no record of a Chihuahua ever having killed a human being. Now, these people who we've spoken to the last hour would argue, oh, they just didn't go to the guards or the newspapers about it. Let me tell you, if someone was killed by a Chihuahua,
it would be front page news.
Now, the only stories of Chihuahuas being involved in death, was the Chihuahua was killed by what breed of dog?
An XL bully.
An XL bully grabbed a Chihuahua out of a woman's arms and mauled it to death. But sure, they're lovely dogs. They're part of the family. There you go. I've said all I've had to say. It's a no-brainer. Destroy them.
Happen though, that's the thing. It is quite likely that they will be banned here, but not all destroyed. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter. Please hit subscribe or follow, click the bell icon on Spotify, and we will catch you on the next one.